Okay. Hey there, folks. Ronnie Romance coming to you from right here in Hadleim, Connecticut. It is the actual name of the village, but yes, folks, I have had Lyme. Twice. Today we're learning all about tubes and tubeless. Is tube less or more? We'll answer that and more today. As many of you may know, my hot boyfriend Patrick and I...
we like Sundays.
We've got a tire company. It's named Ultra Dynamico, and it's the best. So put your steel-cut oats on simmer and walk with me over to my science table. This is where the science happens. A beautiful synergy of rubber and aluminum. Now let's get this party started. Some things you're going to need. You're going to need a wheel that's tubeless compatible. You're going to need a tire that's also tubeless compatible. You're going to need some sealant. 1 to 2 tire levers and a lot of muscle.
Wow.
Do you have what it takes to mount your own tubeless tire? Okay. Switching gears here, folks. No pun intended. What we're going to do is first inspect the rim channel. What's different about a tubeless rim as opposed to a rim that's made only for tubes, i.e. an old-style rim, is that you'll notice there's a nice channel for your bead to sink into before you inflate it. Now this tubeless specific channel on a Velocity Quill 650B, one of my favorite rims, has a smaller outside diameter than does the bead hook. As you see.
Wow.
So what happens as you inflate, theoretically, as you inflate the tubeless tire, the bead gets pushed up the channel and locks right here on the hooks. Now your rim may be hookless. Mostly carbon fiber rims do that. Maybe only carbon fiber rims do that. That's fine. That's actually great. It's a really exciting, fun new design that our tires all are compatible with. All right, step one from converting your bike to a tubed bike to a tubeless bike is first removing the tube and cutting out the valve stem. If you have the means or a local bike shop near you to buy valve stems for tubeless, this is what they look like. But that's no fun.
What are you gonna do with all that rubber?
This is a valve stem cut out of an ordinary tube. You just want to make sure before you do the cutting that the valve core is removable. That's a valve core. Tubes, huh?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Assess, put back in. Make sure you cut tight around the edges. Of course, they don't have to be very smooth. And make sure you hold on to that little grommet. That's going to affix it and hold it tight to the rim. Now this one is perhaps a little bit short for this rim, which has a semi-deep section to it, but we're gonna make it work. Take some pliers, make sure you don't mar up the surface of your nicely polished rim, since this is not a customer's bike. We won't be too careful about that. So I'm gonna get that nice and tight. This is often the first place that sealant will leak from when you're setting it up. Okay, so there we have it. That's pretty dang short, but we'll make it work. I'm going to go ahead and remove that valve core. You're always going to get an easier setup when you can blow all the air in there at once when we do that step. So make sure you don't lose this. I've lost so many of them. I even made a show about it. It's called Lost. Maybe you've seen it. It's about my valve stems. Make sure your tire is facing the right way. Ultra Dynamico is pretty good at that because you just follow the arrows. All right, obviously the arrows are going forward. The next thing you want to do is make sure you line up that label with the valve stem. All right, major faux pas if you don't do that. And you're going to put one bead on at a time. Okay, we got 1.5 beads on here. You want to make sure
that you don't end up at the valve stem end because all your sealant's going to fall out before you inflate. So here I am working towards, I got one side on, granted. This is the last one. I'm just going to leave a little opening just like this, okay? This here is just ordinary Stan's no-tube sealant. They also have a race sealant that has larger particles in it. Some people supplement just the ordinary stuff by putting in larger particles such as cat hair and glitter. I'm not joking. This is real stuff. I wouldn't mess around with, you know, I'll joke a lot, but when it comes to tires, I am dead serious. Some people use orange seal and had great luck with that. I implore you to find out. You know, flat tires are all are 9/10 luck, okay? Some years you'll get a ton of them, you know? You'll get a flat every week, it seems. Sometimes twice a week. Sometimes you go 2 years without getting a flat. That rarely happens to anybody, but if you ride as smooth and concise as I do, you won't get flat tires. I guarantee it. I'm not the type of person who reads instructions. I'll go by look. I want to say you can overdo it. I've seen it. When you take off that tire and there's just a big latex globule in there, a latex goblin. It's better to overdo it than to underdo it, because time and time again, especially if you're using a tire with light casing, it takes some sealant for the tire to set up tubeless in the first place. All right, so you may be putting a bunch in there, but half of it is being used in just the setup of the tire. And then there's just a little bit left in there to take care of your flats when you get them out on the trail. So I like to pour in here. This is a light casing tire, by the way. No one really even knows what the thread count is here. It's a trade secret. I know, but so I guess that's not no one, but you know, I wouldn't tell just you.
The Johnny depth.
Now let's carefully get that sealant all the way over on this side of the tire and pop that bead in on the other. I'm going to go around the entire wheel and just with my fingers just kind of massage the sidewall, pulling the bead as far to the outside of the channel as I can. This is going to make the inflation process a little bit easier, but you never know. Now, if you've got the luck and the muscle, you might be able to do this just with a floor pump. If you don't, you're going to need some sort of compressor. But first, it's always try the luck and the muscle. Pray for me.
I don't have it. I don't have the luck nor the muscle. Okay, forget that.
If at first just your floor pump doesn't work, you might want to try one of these guys. This is like an analog air compressor, I guess you could say. This is an older one that Specialized put out. So it's not state of the art anymore, but it does do the trick. Now what this is doing is I'm compressing air into this chamber. I'm gonna really fill it up to the max, about 200 PSI, and then we're gonna blast it. Okay, but this bad boy is filled up with 200 PSI of air blasting, tire setting air. Here we go. Hearing that bead snap in is like a Stradivarius playing a sweet spring sonnet. Hearing that bead snap in is like the sound of the toilet flushing the first time and not having to flush it a second time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Now this tire is set up. What we're going to do is we're going to pull this off and all the air is going to rush out because remember we don't have the valve core in. So here we go. Have your finger ready. Don't mind that. All right, we got to run over and remember where we put that valve core. I think I put it over here. Oh no. Did I lose it? Oh, yes. Here we go. Bingo. Bingo. Yahtzee.
Jelansky.
And now we're going to have some fun, because once you got this tire set up, you want to make sure you spread the sealant all around and anywhere where there could be air that would be escaping.
France, little pony.
This is it. If they don't have a field. Circus delay out here. Okay, now let's just take a look and inspect the bead here, make sure it's uniform and set in there correctly. Good thing to do is just follow this line right here on both sides. And it looks good. Okay. Now, let's say you just found some part of the bead that was a little bit out of place. A thing to do would be to air down the tire a little bit and just kind of work it with your hands first. If that's not working, sometimes just a little flap on the ground will work. And then you'll just hear it pop into place. And it'll sound like that Stradivarius. This tire and wheel combo has been set up for well over a year. Chances are any sealant that's left inside there is just dust. Has become one with the sidewall. So it's while it's not losing air by any means, being a Robusto casing and a high quality rim.
Now say that it was losing air.
I'm going to show you how you would add more sealant to this. So I always leave my valve core finger loose. It's just more fun to just unscrew it yourself. You don't have to take the tire off to put more sealant in, which is great. You could shoot it right through the valve stem here. So let's pretend that there was sealant in here. Oftentimes you could buy these, buy sealant at your bike, at your local bike shop, and it'll already kind of look like this. It'll just be full of sealant. This tip right here, I've cut it so that it mates with the valve stem there, and I'm just gonna slowly squirt it on in. If I was, I'd probably use about half a bottle on this tire. Once half a bottle's in there, reinstall your valve core, and you're good for a few more miles.
So let's talk a little bit about other things that could go wrong, troubleshooting, if you will. That'll be back at the science table. Okay, scientifically speaking, tubeless is great until it isn't.
You know, tubes recently have gotten a pretty bad rap. No, that's industry pressure on tubeless and technology in general. They're just trying to sell you more stuff. Seriously, it's really, if you like to run a low tire pressure and take advantage of high volume tires without having to worry about punctures, particularly pinch flats from running too low of a tire pressure, it's a great way to improve comfort in an analog way, a very simple way, without having to add suspension to your bicycles. Some people run their tires too high. Now what you want is something that's gonna have some give to it. So when you feel your tire,
this simple yet scientific mattress analogy is a great way to understand optimal pressure.
It's gonna should feel like squeezing an orange, okay? Or squeezing your bicep when you're not flexing it. Or feel your buttocks, but only your own. Don't smell your hand afterwards. All right, so we're running a low pressure. One more thing you might have to troubleshoot for is if that air chamber hadn't worked for me, which is probably, you know, maybe one times out of four the case. That, you're gonna need an air compressor. Not everyone has an air compressor at their home, but that's okay. If you got a gas station nearby, you could just use that. Go to the gas station, use their air compressor. Just be sure you remove that valve core so you're shooting all the air in at once. Snap, snap, crackle, pop. That's what they'll hear at the gas station.
Okay, time to ride, you bunch of wimps.
Okay, thanks everybody.